that's it. Let's entertain His presence. Oh, we're sitting in the glory of the Almighty God. He's ushered us into His throne room. Can we tell Him for a moment? Can we tell Him there's no one like Him? Let's just tell Him there's no one like You, Jesus. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Praise God. Aren't you glad you serve Jesus Christ? Man, there is no greater life than this right here. There's no greater feeling. There's no greater atmosphere. There's no greater encounter than to experience the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. There's no one like Jesus. Praise God. Well, if you'll turn with me to the book of Ezekiel, chapter number 47. And just very quickly, as a church, I encourage you, take a moment and thank your pastor. He has worked tirelessly in installing these furnaces. Come winter time, we're going to be very thankful that we have a pastor who's willing to sacrifice time and energy. Can I just say this? We see a pastor. He's teaching. He's preaching. We see him on a Sunday morning, midweek service. But you do not know what a pastor goes through the rest of the week. Teaching Bible studies. Answering numerous phone calls. Making hospital visits. Working on furnaces. There's a lot more that a pastor does besides just teaching and preaching. Amen? You need to thank God you have a pastor like you do. You can pay me later. Ezekiel 47. If you've noticed, I came to church with the black suit. Now I'm wearing a tan. Come to realize that even preachers have wardrobe malfunctions. Amen. That's all I'm going to say about that. All right, Ezekiel 47, verse 1. Afterward, he brought me again into the door of the house, and behold, waters issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward, for the forefront of the house stood toward the east, and the waters came down from under, from the right side of the house, at the south side of the altar. Then brought he me out of the way of the gate northward, and led me about the way without unto the other gate, by the way that looketh eastward. And behold, there ran out waters on the right side. Notice, waters are running out. And when the man that had the line in his hand went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits, and he brought me through the water. Let me just stop here to say that the Bible does not say that Ezekiel was elevated or removed from a place to be set down in another particular position. The Bible says he went through the water. If we're ever going to receive what God has for us, there must be a through experience. That's why the psalmist said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. There must be a through experience. And he brought me through the water. The waters were to the ankle. And yet he measured 1,000 and brought me through the water. The waters were to the knees. Again he measured 1,000 and brought me through. The waters were to the loins. Afterward he measured 1,000. And it was a river that I could not pass over. For the waters were risen, waters to swim in, a river that could not be passed over. Dropping down to verse 12. here the origination of the water. And by the river upon the bank thereof, on this side and on that side, shall grow all trees for meat, whose leaves shall not fade, neither shall the fruit thereof be consumed. It shall bring forth new fruit according to his months, because their waters they issued out of the sanctuary. The water originates from the sanctuary of God. And the fruit thereof shall be for meat, and the leaf shall thereof for medicine. Can we put our Bibles aside, lift up our hands? Can we just ask the Lord to speak to us tonight? Lord, I thank you today. God, you have ushered us beyond the outer court. God, we have stepped into the throne room of God. We have felt your glory, your power, your spirit. God, we have felt the angels of the Lord, and they have descended upon this congregation. But Lord, we pray today, God, as your word goes forth, let your word infiltrate the very depth of our heart. God, we want to be stirred. We want to be shaken. We want to be rejuvenated. We want to be refreshed. And so, Lord, we pray for the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Lord, for revelation, let it come tonight. That, God, we will leave differently than the way we have come. And God, anoint your servant. Allow me to speak your word in the name of Jesus. The church says, and where's my main man, Cameron? There you are, brother. I need your help. You can be seated. I want you to be the man. You the man? You the man. Come on here, brother. Let me walk you through this process. Ezekiel is standing on the bank. This was a place in which he was familiar with. A place that was comfortable. You can say it was his safety net, his security blanket, if you will. But Ezekiel understood, if I'm going to step away from the familiar and step into the waters, it's going to be a step of the unknown. And so I'm standing here in the familiar. And the Bible said the man with a line in his hand measured out 1,000 cubits. The first pew. Measured out 1,000 cubits. And the Bible says that he brought me through the waters. And the Bible says the water was to the ankles. I can only imagine the argument Ezekiel made within his mind. You know what? It's okay. I can handle this. It's not too deep. As a matter of fact, I can still see the bottom of the lake or the river. I can still see the bottom. It's not really all that bad. I'm not really all that far away from the place that's familiar and comfortable. My safety net, my security blanket. I can handle this. Because when struggles come, and I may face some difficulties, when things become against me, it's not going to take all that much to get back to where I came from. It won't take all that much for me to get back to the place of familiar and comfortable. I can handle this. It's not too deep. Until the Bible says that the man with a light in his hand measured 1,000 cubits. Man, such a great man. And the Bible says he brought me through the waters, and the water was to the ankles, or to the knees. Again, the same argument. It's not really all that deep. It's just to the knees, yes. It's a little deeper than where I came from. It's a little more deeper than the ankles, but it's not really all that bad. I can still see the bottom. I'm not really all that far from the place that's familiar and comfortable. And if things happen and things don't go my way and struggles come and obstacles, it won't take me all that much to get back to the familiar and the comfortable. I can handle this. It's not really all that deep. Until the Bible says the man with the light in his hand measured 1,000 cubits. What a great measurer. And the Bible says he brought me
through
the waters. But this time, the water was to his loins or his waist. Things change. The dynamics has now changed. Because now he's a distance away from the place that he considered to be familiar and comfortable, his safety net, his security blanket. And now, when obstacles come and struggles come, it's going to take that much more to get back to where it came from. And here, as the Bible made mention of the water that flowed out from the sanctuary, and now because he's at waist deep, that there is a pull that's coming against him, prodding him to go forward, to progress, to press toward the mark, to advance in his relationship. There's a prodding because the water is flowing from the sanctuary, and so he's doing everything he can to maintain balance. There's a prodding. There's a prodding wanting me to go forward. Can I propose to you tonight that the reason why we're going through struggles and the reason why there's things coming against our lives, it could be two things. It could be one, that as we are standing in the river, there's a prodding of the Holy Ghost, that God is desiring for us to go deeper, that God is pushing us and prodding us to go beyond where we are, to progress, to go deeper, to advance. But we're fighting. We're fighting the prodding of the Lord. We want to remain where we are. We want to remain steadfast with the place we exist. And so we're fighting God. As God is prodding, as God is pushing, and we want to remain, and God is pushing, and God is prodding. Or it could be that for some reason we've turned around, and as the water is flowing out of the sanctuary, and we've tried everything we can to get back to the place that was familiar and comfortable. And in the process of wanting to go back, we are in opposition of the flow of the Spirit. Why? Because the flow is coming out of the sanctuary, and because we're trying to go back, we're fighting against God. We're fighting against the very will and the very purpose and the very plan of God that God has for our lives, because we don't want to advance. We want to go back to a place that's familiar and comfortable instead of fighting God. There, at a waist deep, the Bible says the man with the light in his hand measured another 1,000 cubits. And here Ezekiel leaves. You can be seated. Thank you. Let's give him a hand real quick. And here Ezekiel, leaving the place of waist deep, not knowing how far he's going to have to go. But Ezekiel, 1 foot in front of the other. And as he walks, all of a sudden, he takes a step. And his foot no longer touches the earth. And the Bible says he reached a place where he had to swim, a river that could not be crossed over. He stepped out of what was shallow. And Ezekiel stepped into the deeper things of God. Let me tell you something. Every step from where Ezekiel left the place that was familiar and comfortable, it was Ezekiel taking the step. It was Ezekiel exerting the effort and the energy. I don't know where I'm going, and I don't know how deep I'm going to go. I don't know where this man with a light in his hand, I don't know exactly where he's leading me, but I just know that I'm being asked to go through the water. And so every step was with intention. Every step was with desire. Every step was with passion. Why? Because he was led by God. The psalmist says in Psalms 42, "Oh my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan and of the Hermonites from the hill of Mizar." deep cometh unto deep. And the noise of thy water spouts, all thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. Yet the Lord will command us his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life. I will say unto God my rock, why hast thou forgotten me? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? And with the sword in my bones, my enemies reproach me. Why have they say daily unto me, where is thy God? Where art thou cast down, O my soul? And where art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God. But notice, the Bible says, deep calleth unto deep. In 1 Corinthians, my God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of a man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. So we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God. That we may know the things that are freely given. Notice, freely given to us of God. What's it say? The Spirit searches the deep things of God. Let me propose this to you tonight. This is exactly where we are in the Spirit. And there is a river that's flowing out from the sanctuary of God. And God is telling us, we've been ankle deep too long. We've been knee deep too long. We've been waist deep too long. But now it's time for us to step into the deeper things of God. God is prodding us, and God is pushing us, and God is wanting us to advance. God is calling us to press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God. Why? Because it's in the deep. God is wanting to take us into deeper anointings and deeper unctions of his Spirit. God is desiring us to follow the leading of the Spirit of God and step into deeper intimacies with him and deeper relationship with him. God is desiring for us to take one foot in front of the other and make every step intentional and make every step grounded with a passion and a hunger and thirst for God, with a desire to know him more. And put one foot, God, I don't know, it's going to be a step of the unknown. And I know tonight, God, every step deeper is going to be a step away from the place that's familiar and comfortable. But God, I want to go where you lead me. I want to go further, Lord. I want to advance. I want to progress. I want to step into the deeper things. Notice, this scripture in Luke chapter 5. And it came to pass as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he sent unto Simon, launch. Where did he tell Simon to launch out into? The deep. He let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answered, said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And when they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. Simon argued, God, I know what you're saying, but we've toiled all night and have taken nothing. But as your command, he wanted us to launch out into the deep. Oh, launch. And they launched. And the Bible says that in the deep, they caught a multitude of fish, in so much so that they could not contain it all, that they had to call for their partners who were in the other ship. You need to help us! You ready for it? Here it is. If we step into the deeper things of God, if we settle in our minds that God, ankle deep is not enough for me, that God, knee deep is not enough for me, waist deep is not enough for me, I want everything you have for my life. And so, God, I'm going into the deep. What they experienced in the deep extended beyond themselves, because they had to call for their partners. We've launched into the deep, but we can't contain it. What we've experienced in the deep, we can't keep it to ourselves. We can't control it. It's too much. We need some help. Could you imagine what would happen if we step into the deep and we allow what we experience in the deep extend beyond ourselves? And all of a sudden, the surrounding churches begin to feel what we are experiencing in the deep. That all of a sudden, COP becomes the epicenter of the greatest move of God that Ohio has ever seen. Why? Because what we did in the deep. Because of what we've experienced in the deep, we can be the catalyst of revival in Ohio, a revival in Cleveland, where God begins to open doors and Donna works. We begin to open up all across the city. Why? Because we went into the deep. Because we were not satisfied with the shallow. We were not satisfied with just a portion of what God had. We stepped into the deep. Notice Ezekiel. He had to exert the effort. He had to put forth the energy to put one foot in front of the other. But went that last step, and all of a sudden, he was being carried by the current. No longer was it him, but he's now being controlled by the Spirit of God. And now he's being controlled by the current. He had to surrender and yield himself to the current of the Spirit of God. Could you imagine if we went into the deep and said, you know what? That last step. When we do all that we can do, and then all of a sudden, we're being controlled by the Spirit. We're being controlled by the current. It's no longer us. It's no longer our control. It's no longer us putting forth the effort. But God has taken over. And now we're being carried by God. There's a river that's flowing out of the sanctuary. And let me ask you tonight, as the musicians come, let me ask you, my son wanted me to preach short. Hopefully it's short enough. I wonder where we are in the river. Are we just ankle deep? Are we just knee deep? It's not too bad. I can handle this. I'm not really all that far from the familiar and the comfortable. It won't take me that much to get back to where I came from. But maybe some of us, we've washed out far enough that we're in the waist deep. Oh, it's not bad. But I still feel that prodding. I still feel that water, that flows out of the sanctuary. It's prodding me to go beyond where I am. Yes, it's still a step of the unknown. I'll just settle here. Maybe some of us, maybe we're trying to make our way back to where we came from. Maybe we're trying to get back to the familiar because we have a fear of the unknown. Maybe we're fighting the will of God. Maybe we're in opposition to the purpose of God. And yet there's a deeper anointing, to the deeper unction, to the deeper relationship, to the deeper intimacy with God. Why are we afraid of the deep? Where it's in the deep is where God is wanting us to go. We have stepped into His glory. But I feel a prodding. I feel a push of the river wanting me to go beyond where I am. I feel the prodding of the Spirit to go beyond the ankle, the knee, and the waist deep into a place we must surrender and yield ourselves to God. Would you come? Would you allow the prodding of the Spirit to take you beyond where you are? Would you allow God to take you beyond your ankle and your knee and your waist deep? Would you allow God to take you into deeper anointings and deeper intimacy? That's it. Let's surrender ourselves. Let's yield ourselves to the prodding.
The treasures of my heart and of my soul. And in my weakness, you are merciful.